Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am the co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Farouk Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's episode will be about tolerance. It will be about tolerance, family. First of all, we're going to talk about how tolerance affects us mentally, how not setting certain boundaries. I know we talked about boundaries and, you know, setting up certain variations of, you know, protecting yourself and, you know, and doing certain things to guard and draw certain lines in the sand. But however, we're going to talk about today, like, how much just to take in and where to actually, you know what I'm saying, where to actually put that stuff you take in. So let's talk about it. So first of all, first and foremost, family, you know, when you're having this experience, you always have to look at things and how they're affecting you mentally. You know, don't just put your mental health at the back burner. Every week when I come on this podcast, it's me telling you something that I've experienced that affected me mentally in the action that is sharing my experience, other people can grow and learn from it. So let's get to it. When it comes to tolerance, when it comes to how it affects you mentally, you look at the things that you might not necessarily agree with. And I'm not just saying, like, okay, just avoid everything you don't agree with. No, because a lot of things that you don't agree with, a lot of things you don't understand, is there's a lot of room for growth in those areas. However, when it comes to like moving and being stagnant, not growing, when it comes to things taking a toll on you, when it comes to things bearing down on you, when it comes to the point of, you know, destruction, and do you feel the moment your body is aching, that your spirit is dampening, it is time to push forward. Push forward. It's not about letting things go. It's not about letting anything go. It's not about, you know, pushing people away from you. It's not about, you know, breaking the habits or breaking away from the toxic things that you do. It's about moving forward. That's all tolerance is, stagnation. It's being stagnant. I've been in those points where I allow people to say certain things to me. I've been in those points where I allow, you know, jobs to misuse me. I allow people to use me. I allow my mind to be flustered and mangled and saddened and depressed. I allow myself to do that. You know why? Because I was stagnant in every other area of my life. I didn't have motivations for self-improvement. I didn't have motivations and desire for a balanced mental health. I just had desires to be attached. So I tolerated things that were destructive to me because of the attachment and the feeling that attachment gave me. So a lot of us need to really break down and sit down to ourselves and say, am I getting feelings or am I getting results? Because a lot of us are not getting no results when it comes to improving our mental health or improving our situations, because we're giving out, we're getting feelings in return. And don't get me wrong, family, you're not a robot. Everybody has feelings. However, tying your feelings back to what you do naturally and allowing that to take care of your preservation is the first form of self-care. How could you care about yourself and not ensure that you're taking care of yourself? You know, this podcast, this is a raw podcast, family. There is no, you know, sugarcoating or telling you what you want to hear. I told you, like, I've suffered at the hands of my own hands. No one has never did any ill will to me that I did not provoke on myself. I can honestly say that. And I'm not just saying, like, you know, everything is just meant for, that everything happened to you is meant to happen to you. No. But what I'm saying is that when moving forward, know you're strong enough to deal with it. Know you're strong enough to move together with the piece that you have left. Whatever happens to you, I promise you, I know it sounds cliche, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. But it's not even necessarily about making you stronger. It's about what didn't kill you didn't kill you. But it's not about staying in that process. A lot of us don't realize our brains go through traumatic experiences. They change. The pattern of our brain frequency changes when we go through traumatic experiences. A lot of us go through post-traumatic stress disorders. A lot of us go through depression, just flat out depression. A lot of us go through, you know, a lot of different things. However, when it comes to blaming ourselves, that's a large reason why we stay stagnant. A lot of people stay stagnant and tolerate things from people because they think they deserve it. They think they deserve it. A lot of time, I thought I deserved a lot of stuff that happened to me. Oh, I did this to this person. Oh, I did this to this. I may have did this. Yo, I made this mistake, so now getting payback for this. No, first of all, if you identify that somebody is abusing you or that you're in a situation that is not potentially helping you in your growth, you need to remove yourself from that situation. A lot of us tolerate things because we feel as though we deserve it. And that's the first cutoff, family. That is the first cutoff. You're cutting off your legs expecting to be free. That's your legs. That's your support. You all you got. And you tear yourself down by exposing yourself to things that are knowingly harmful to you because you feel like you deserve it. I knew a lot of people like that. I was one of those people. But I know a lot of people like that. But I was one of those people, family. I could tell you from firsthand experience, it ain't worth it. You don't win. You ain't no punishment going to make up for the fact of you need to move past it. You're going to punish yourself. And then next thing you know, there's going to be so many pieces chipped off of you. There's going to be nothing left. So that's another way that we tolerate things, or we use as an excuse to tolerate things. And then it chips us away. It chips piece by piece until you see people who just existing. No spark left in them. No desire left in them. No aspirations. What happened to them? Them happened to them. Because they tolerated so much. And then we have the moments where we tolerate so much and then explode on the person who didn't even do anything. So we have that a lot of times. I've dealt with that in a household where, you know, if one person was mad, they're going to make the whole household mad. It was people like that in my household growing up. I'm not like that. And that helped my experience not make me like that to other people. However, you do have people like that. They come to your job. They mad at their husband and wife. They finna make everybody mad. So, you know, we got those. The way you tolerate things affects your mental health to an extreme degree. That's why I'm talking about this today. That's why you need to resonate this moment and really realize how much am I tolerating? And how much is that spilling over? Because there's spillage. A lot of us don't look at ourselves and as operating systems, like I said in the other previous, even if you don't look at yourself as an operating system, look at yourself as a house. Now, you're living in a house, eating food and watching TV and changing your clothes, taking showers. There's going to be dust. There's going to be crumbs. There's going to be spillage. The way you clean up behind yourself, which is get things in the back free flowing order, is to identify the spillage and remove it so things can go back in the way of the natural order, or else the spillage bags up, it becomes cluttered, it becomes infested, bacteria starts growing, then you have more potential pathogens of disease and all types of other stuff. But all of it comes from spillage. It causes toxicity if not cleaned or attended to. And people need to realize that. In your life, in your mind, you have spillage. You have moments in which you never really got the gist of, never really dissected to get the nuggets and to grow from. And now those moments, and now those voids, those arguments, those frustrations, those disappointments, all those are festering in your mind, waiting to explode like a ticking time bomb. So, like I say, family, a lot of your family care, a lot of people care about you. A lot of people are going to be there for you. A lot of people are going to show up and support you. However, you need to weigh it on a scale. Everything needs peace. And peace has to be a part of a relationship in order for that potential of growth to rise. Because that peace is going to allow it the correct unity and camaraderie, so that it's an actual relationship, is an actual tangible thing. Peace, family. Your peace is worth you walking away. Your peace is worth you, you know, setting boundaries. Your peace is worth you evolving and moving forward. Your peace. Just because you can tolerate something doesn't necessarily mean you should. That's the thing, family. A lot of us, I could take it. Just because you can take it doesn't mean you should be. You could take a lot of things. But it keeps you in a certain mind frame. It keeps you in defense mode. It keeps you stuck in your reality. And then you don't evolve, and then you have certain traumas, and then it spills over, and other people get affected by it. People don't have anything to do with it. So like I said, family, this is the way that we deal with those type of tensions and those type of traumas. We allow that to process, and we move through it. Like I said, family, I would be still stuck in that same situation if I allowed those same factors to come in and affect me. I'm not finna tolerate it. I don't have a no tolerance. People, you know, like to make fun of the people who are, you know, loners or don't have a lot of friends. But they be like, man, that person no nonsense. But it's a peaceful life. It's a peaceful life. Your tolerance is the reason why you have mediocrity in your life. Why you do everything on a mediocre level. Oh, it's mediocre. Oh, yeah, you made a video. It's cool. Your video's cool. Yeah, your music's cool. Oh, yeah, that was cool. You know, because you're around mediocre people. You tolerate that. You tolerate people talking to you any type of way. That's why people talk to you like that. You tolerate your family being phony to you. That's why they not being real with you. You tolerate that. A lot of people don't realize how much they tolerate. So what if they don't want to call you? Be honest with them. So what if they don't want to be your closest friend? So be honest with them. If you got a fake and phony, and be fake and phony to do anything with anybody, it's not worth it. So, like I said, family, just on a personal level, on a real personal level, don't look at, you know, the exterior things for right now. Don't look at work. Don't look at, you know what I'm saying, don't look at, you know what I'm saying, the family. Look at personally what you know for yourself, how you know you like to be responded to and how you respond. And then evaluate the different responses that you get from other people and other things. And then just move on that. Move on that to a level that it brings you peace and it brings you growth. And then after you've done that, then you can say, okay, yeah, this is a way that moves in the way that it, this moves in a way in which I'm comfortable. This moves in a way in which I'm this is natural to me. But a lot of people right now, if you're listening, just think about how much you tolerate that you don't have to. And change it. So until next time, family, peace, love, and Hotep.